Hello and welcome to Finn Sports Fan. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today we have a great episode for you. We will be recapping the first round of the NFL playoffs. The NFL playoffs round one is done on to the divisional round with four games, that will be going on. I'll tell you the teams that made it and when your favorite team, if they made it, is going to play. So make sure to stick around for that. And also, we have some breaking news coming out of Philadelphia. Doug Peterson, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles, has now been officially fired after a 4-11-1 season. Obviously, wasn't the greatest season for the Eagles in that bad NFC East. So it could be the NFC East cursed. But here, Doug Peterson is now officially fired. His time in Philly. He also won a Super Bowl, but guess what? He drafted Carson Wentz, who ultimately didn't really get a ton out of him. Right now, Carson Wentz has been looking for a trade, but now with Doug Peterson gone, I'll talk about real quick about how he can Carson Wentz, this is how his chance of being starter could go up or down. Also, going back to Doug Peterson, he won that Super Bowl with Nick Foles. So Doug Peterson has a Super Bowl under his belt, but the Eagles thought it was time, and Doug Peterson has now been officially fired from the Philadelphia Eagles organization. So let's go over to the Carson Wentz side of this, because we obviously know Jalen Hurts was the starter of the last couple of games of the season. Carson Wentz was mad about that. But here, I think his chances of being the starter actually go up. I'm a little bit could go down because we've seen what Jalen Hurts can do, and whoever the new coach is could fit into the system. I think a good coach that could fit here is Anthony Lynn, because he's worked with Justin Herbert, who's a mobile QB, and I think he could fit with this system and he could know what to do here in Philadelphia. I think this could really be the spot where he lands, but here Carson Wentz's chances of being the starter goes up, because obviously that he's started the season and they picked him with the second pick, I believe, after Jared Goff. So here Carson Wentz's chances of being the starter go up because we only saw Jalen Hurts for those couple of games. So it's going to be interesting what happens here in Philly. Also, we are going to be doing a real quick look at the NBA and the standings. Two games were postponed today because of coronavirus. I'll tell you which games are those and the standings and what they're looking like in the Western Eastern Conference. So let's get right into it. Let's go into the playoffs. We had a ton of great games this coming week. We had, starting off with the first game, Bills taking on the Colts. Here, the Bills pull off a very slim victory, or just saying slim because it was a close game. But here, the Bills win 27-24. Obviously, the Bills are a really good team, but it's sad how the Bills only had a 3-point separation. I think they would have done better. But this Colts defense hung around with the Bills, but Stephon Diggs and Josh Allen were too much. Then we saw the Rams and Seahawks. John Wolford, the starter for the Rams, got a neck injury. Probably not going to start the rest of the year at all. Jared Goff will with that thumb surgery. And the Rams won 30-20. It's crazy, but Cam Akers, the rookie, he had a great game. Had 100-something yards on the field and one TD. Seahawks, on the other hand, just could not get it started. Buccaneers in Washington. I'm a Washington fan, and I was happy what I saw. Even though they lost 31-23, I am happy what I saw from Washington. They kept it close all game. The only thing I would say that they could do better is hold that run game, because Leonard Fournette was devouring them. It was like nothing was in his way. So that was the one thing Washington did not do very well. And the Buccaneers might do that same attack against, I'll tell you who in a few seconds, but Ravens taking on the Titans. The Ravens pull off a victory. Last few seconds, Marcus Peters was with an interception. It was a really good one too. Then we got the Bears Saints. The Saints pull it off. This one 21-9. Then the Browns devour the Steelers 48-37. So great games all around. Now for the divisional week, there's some good games going on. There is some really good games going on. We could see, by chance, seeing Drew Brees' last game this week. I'm not sure if it will happen, but we got four really good games. Rams taking on Packers. This one, Aaron Rodgers, they had a nice bye week. They got to sit on the couch and relax and watch who they get to play. For the Packers now, they got to get to work, and I think Aaron Rodgers will get to work. Then we got Ravens taking on the Bills. Ravens here are coming off this win against the Titans. Bills, I think, will win this game still, but this one's going to be a very close game. It's going to have to be the defense from the Ravens that really pulls it off. And then we got the Browns taking on the Chiefs. The Chiefs 14-2 taking on this Browns. This one, I think, will be close. Chiefs, I think, are going to pull it off. Buccaneers taking on the Saints. This one, I think this might be Drew Brees' last game. I don't think Tampa Bay will win the Super Bowl, but it's probably going to be his last game. So that is the playoff set for the divisional round. Then we got NBA action. We got two games postponed tonight. Crazy that we're already seeing postponements this quickly. There's Celtics game is the one that got postponed, and the New Orleans taking on the Dallas game, the Mavs taking on the Pelicans. Those two games are both postponed due to coronavirus. The Dallas don't have enough players, but let's look at the standings real quick. Standings here, we got all 30 teams coming here. And it's crazy because right now the Sixers, who are the leader in the East, don't have full possession of the East. They're tied with the Celtics. But the West is still coming up clutch. The Lakers have the number one spot there. But let's real quick look at the playoff picture if the playoffs were in today. We got, for the Eastern Conference, the Sixers at 7-3, Celtics at 7-3. Indiana's number 3 at 6-3, same as the Magic and Milwaukee Bucks are both 6-4. New York Knicks are 5-5, same as the Cleveland Cavaliers and Charlotte Hornets. The only teams that I am surprised by this slow start so far in the East right now are the Heat, who are sitting at 4-4. Then also the Raptors and Nets and Hawks also. These three teams, I think, are surprising. Nets are sitting at 5-6. That also you can say because of KD and coronavirus protocols right now. He had to quarantine. And the Hawks are 4-5. I would not expect that. And then we got Raptors are 2-7. It's crazy. Right now, Washington is the worst team in the NBA right now. So that's... I'm a Washington fan. It is sad to see. And Bradley Beal, honestly, is probably – he's an MVP candidate because he's been putting up 40, 60 points a game just to help this team. And he's probably the hardest worker on the team for Wizards and a lot of teams. So Beal is one of the best right now in the league, or not necessarily in the league, but this season has been playing outstanding. But then if we go over to the Western Conference, Lakers, Suns, Clippers – oh, it's leading the top three. The Lakers are 8-3. Suns 7-3 at number two. Clippers at 7-4. Jazz and Warriors have the same record at 6-4. Then the Mavericks, Trailblazers, and Thunder sitting at 5-4. Some of the surprising teams that are not in it, the Nuggets are one of them that I am surprised. And the slow start by the Rockets. I would think that they would be up there. The Nuggets are 5-5. Rockets are 3-5. You would think that they're up there, but James Harden hasn't been playing at his real best. But some of the teams that are surprising to me that are having a great start is New York Knicks and the Warriors are really the two surprising teams, because Warriors, obviously, you know, Klay Thompson is gone, but this dude named Stephen Curry, I'm not sure if you guys have heard of him. He's just a great player. He can shoot from three. He's just really good. I think you may have heard of him. But this guy from the Warriors, he's putting up 40 points a game. This dude is crazy. The Warriors are crazy. So I think the Warriors here, this one will be a good season, and it's looking like a good season for them. So some of the surprising teams, Knicks and Warriors. So those are the NBA standings right now and the records for these teams. It's going to be a great NBA season. Some teams have gotten slow starts that we are surprised to, but we still got a ton more games to go. We've only played 10 games this season. So continue watching the NBA and NFL. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tyler Finberg. Thank you again for watching. Until next time.